You may be listening to us indeed on WVNJ 1160 AM, Oakland, New Jersey, New York, Connecticut. You may be listening to us on link stations or through irishradio.com. It's 1 minute past 11 here in New York City. And, God, I'll tell you, talk about up-to-the-minute news. You will probably, friends, remember that Kevin O'Connor last Saturday was predicting that he would be, that he and the good Mrs. N would be heading for Naples in Florida on Wednesday. But he would be bringing us the news anyway from Florida. Would you believe that on Tuesday he got hit with the cold? Yeah. And he had to postpone the flight. And Anne was very vexed with him that he should indeed pick up a cold. Why didn't he wait until he got to Naples at least and then let him have his cold? But anyway, worse than that, as the week went on, the cold got worse. And you know, 10 minutes ago, according to Ronnie Sheridan, Kevin was on the phone and he has laryngitis. And Ronnie kept saying, "What'd you say? What? What is it? What?" And he said, I can't do the news because I can hardly speak." Okay. Well, anyway, he sent us the news. Oh, it's coming now? Oh, that's great. Okay, here's page one anyway. Okay, so I have to do the news as per Kevin O'Connor. "Greetings to Adrian and all your listeners. Strong support from Taoiseach for keeping Britain in the EU as he plans to visit Irish troops in war-weary Golan Heights and the Lebanon. Prominent Republican found guilty of tax evasion after 3-day trial. 17-year-old dies after assault in Mayo. Home for Christmas, the crew of Ireland's naval vessel and mixed arts champ Dubliner Conor Maguire expected to receive civic reception." Now, these were some of the selected top stories in another packed week. The big story for Chelsea fans is that the special one, Jose Mourinho, I'm sure that Kevin wouldn't say that, as I predicted, has been sacked. You win the Champions League, you are still in Europe, but you fall out with your players. Tough. But the couple of million in compensation will help the healing process. It was not a great week for our rugby teams in the Euro Championships. Hopefully, Leinster in the return match against the champions Toulon and Munster, well beaten at Thomond Park, will they be able to deliver important victories? Ulster, who beat the French aristocrats Toulouse 38-0, will be travelling to France this time. 17-year-old died after an assault in his back garden last night in Claremorris in County Mayo. A young man has been arrested in connection with this assault. The Taoiseach, Enda Kenny, has backed David Cameron's plea to reform Europe. The British Prime Minister had appealed this week to Euro leaders to agree to significant reforms to keep Britain in the EU. In the EU. Why would it say UE when it means EU? Okay. Typo. Telling them they must address British voters' concerns over immigration. In a strong intervention after Cameron spoke for 20 minutes. Oh no, he spoke for 40 minutes. And then Enda Kenny for 20 minutes. And Enda cited Britain's support for Ireland during the bailout crisis, urging everyone to work with Britain to find a solution. Mr. Cameron said last night that he is close to an agreement with other European countries. Experts say British exit could have the effect of Ireland on Ireland, or for Ireland, hard to read this, a 1/5 drop in our overall trade if Britain exits Europe. I'd love to continue, but is there a page 2 here? Oh, I didn't come in yet. Okay. Kevin O'Connor from Roundwood, County Wicklow, in Ireland. Okay. We can get the rest of the news. Let's see. All right, now, Anya, is it coming or is it not? Is it the library? Oh, no. It's not even close to coming yet. Okay, we'll return to Kevin O'Connor's news after this musical interlude by Patty Noonan.
Christmas in Killarney is wonderful to see. Listen to my story, and I'll take you back with me.
This is Marie Francis from Paddy Noonan's Christmas in Ireland.
The ivy green, the ivy green, the prettiest picture you've ever seen. It's Christmas in Killarney, with all the folks at home. It's nice, you know, to kiss your beau while cuddling under the mistletoe. And Santa Claus, you know, of course, is one of the boys from home. The door is always open, the neighbors pay a call. And Father John, before he's gone, will bless the house and all. How grand it is to kick your heels and join in the fun of the jigs and wheels. And handing you the blarney, the like you've never known. It's Christmas in Killarney, with all the folks at home.
Kevin O'Connor in Ireland, who has laryngitis. Okay. And our Taoiseach is to visit Irish troops in the Golan Heights and South Lebanon. The low-key trip, for security reasons, will see Mr. Kenny meet with the 51st Infantry Group in the Lebanon and the 50th Infantry on the Golan Heights. Mr. Kenny said it was entirely appropriate. It was entirely appropriate time for his visit. Now, Kevin, if it's a low-key trip, and for security reasons, should we really be telling everybody that Andy Kenny will meet heading for Lebanon and 50th Infantry at Golan Heights. Hey, listen, I'm just... Go ahead, Kevin, you're all right. Thomas Slab Murphy, who lives close to the border, is a good Republican, according to party leader Gerry Adams. This week, Gerry's friend was convicted after a 32-day trial of 9 charges of tax evasion. Before 3 judges, he was convicted of failing to furnish tax returns for nearly a decade from the 1990s. Files were seized in his sheds, which straddled the border, by the Criminal Assets Bureau. The court heard that Slab Murphy received €100,000 in state and EU subsidies and had been involved in cattle sales worth hundreds of thousands at a number of marts throughout the country. He will be sentenced next week. Let's salute our new world champions, Dublin-born Conor McGuire, 27, who won the mixed arts title in 13 seconds in Las Vegas. There is no doubt this warrior will be given a civic reception when he returns. Another page? Give it to me. Finally, it is the best present from Santa ever. For children, partners, wives. Kevin, shouldn't be wives first and then partners. For children, partners, wives, and parents of the 58-strong crew of the Ellie Samuel Beckett. They were on a demanding 3-month humanitarian mission in the Mediterranean. Since September, they have successfully rescued 1,088 immigrants off the North African coast in 5 major operations in conjunction with the Italian Coast Guard. Kevin O'Connor from Roundwood, County Wicklow, in Ireland's village, highest village, assuring you matters have considerably eased and improved for people living on the Shannon. For most of the week, it was a mild 60 degrees. Kevin O'Connor from Roundwood, County Wicklow, Sláinte Agaibh go léir. Okay. Come on.
when his young playmates said, "Did you think I would leave you crying when there's room on my horse for two? Climb up here, Jack, and stop your crying. I can go just as fast with two. When we grow up, we'll both be soldiers, and our horses will not be toys. And I wonder, will we remember when we were two little boys?" Long years passed, war came so fast, bravely they marched away. Cannons roared loud, and in the mad crowd, wounded and dying lay. Up goes a shout, a horse dashes out, out from the ranks so blue. Gallops away to where Joe lay, then came a voice he knew. "Did you think I would leave you dying when there's room on my horse for two? Climb up here, Joe, we'll soon be flying back to the ranks so blue. You say, Joe, I'm all a tremble, perhaps it's the battle's noise, but I think it's that I remember when we were two little boys. Did you think I would leave you? Can go just as fast with you. If you say, Joe, I'm all a tremble, perhaps it's the battle's noise, but I think it's that I remember when we were two little boys. We
did announce on last Saturday's program the sad news that Mary Kingston, daughter of Noel and Una Kingston, had passed away after a lengthy illness. The funeral mass is actually, as we speak, taking place at St. Aidan's Church in Williston Park in Mineola. Again, our hearts and our condolences go out to indeed Noel and Una Kingston, and of course to Paul and the family, the Kingston family. In honor and in memory of Mary Kingston, this tune, I think, would come in spirit from all of us who were lucky enough to know Mary Kingston. Thank you. Phil Coulter's Amazing Grace, again dedicated to the memory of a great girl, a great entertainer, and a much-loved person, Mary Kingston. Friends, again, might I recommend that the primary sponsor of the program, Tourism Ireland, has a website second to none. It's an encyclopedia of travel to Ireland, and it's at your fingertips by logging on to Ireland.com. That's Ireland.com. Let's have a Christmas song, the Christmas song from Paddy Noonan.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung.
The vocalist is his daughter, Sheila Noonan, and she's the one who said, "Hey, Dad, I can handle this, it's okay? If you want to come and play towards the end, that's all right with you." Sheila Noonan, the Christmas song. Seconds there of accompaniment by Paddy Noonan. Anyway, listen, far be it from me to get into any family squabbles, you know that, and you know, ask my cousin Louis Byrne, he will tell you that that's not my style. So Paddy, okay, maybe your daughter snubbed you, but I won't. Okay, Paddy Noonan, without Sheila Noonan, the Christmas reel.
Christmas
friends, I know that many of our listeners indeed have lost somebody very special during the year, and this is a sad Christmas for many of us, and indeed in our own family. We lost Tom Hughes, husband of Eileen O'Dwyer Hughes, and father of Maureen and Timmy. Known very much as a favorite cousin, a favorite uncle, Tom, after a lengthy illness, passed on. And he's in a better place today. I know one of his favorite songs was the song we're about to hear now, from Carmel Quinn.
You know, every day I feel so grateful. I have so much. I have my health, my family, my friends, my work. I have you, my audience. Every day I thank God for all of this. And there's just one thing we need above all now, and that's peace in the world. We need to pray for it. We need to pray hard. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. Let there be peace on earth, a peace that was meant to be with God as our Father. Families, all are we. Let us walk with each other in peace and harmony. Oh yes, let peace begin with me. Let this be the moment now. With every step I take, let this be my solemn vow. To take each moment and live each moment in peace and harmony. Let it begin with me. Everything we have depends on that, doesn't it? It's so simple, really, if we just loved each other. Start with liking and end up loving. With God as our Father, families are we. Let us walk with each other in peace and harmony. Let peace begin today. Let it begin with me and you. With every step we take, let this be my solemn vow. To take each moment and live each moment in peace and harmony. Oh, let there be peace on earth, and let it be.
To the Chieftains, it's a tribute to Derek Bell and Iha Nullock. recorded live in Dublin. Another Christmas night, and for those of you like myself who thought maybe that might have been Silent Night, well, hey.
Vein and Victor, follow me to Maine and that's so far. I'm going to give them a ring with the rest and a ring. Now, Marty, get a little bit of a yak, the moan, the moan, yak, the moan, the moan, yak, the moan, 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 the moan,
Right. Yeah, Silent Night. Of course it is. All right. Okay. Christmas. From Dana. Recorded 20 years ago. 1995.
That I could get in love with toys that day. when I was young, when we gathered round the fire, and the old songs they were sung. Dear, my dear old mother, tell of bygone days of yore, and the way that she spent Christmas, and dear old Lenore. Christmas time was different in the days of yesteryear, with candles in the window, and the bells rang loud and clear. All the family gathered, they came from far and wide, so need the all for a joyous Christmas night. Round the pictures, red with very bright decorations, they make a pretty sight. Peeping through the window, the world is white with snow. The friendly birds are calling, and the wishes they fly low. Christmas time in Ireland, in the days when I was young, when we gathered round the fire, and the old songs they were sung. Dear, my dear old mother, tell of bygone days of yore, and the way that she spent Christmas. Just well I do remember the night of Christmas Eve, as we watched the bright stars in the sky, I stocking I would leave. Hanging from the bedstead, my heart is full of glee, hoping that dear Santa Claus will please remember me. And then on Christmas morning, as dinner time drew near, the smell of turkey cooking, or the curtain cakes and beer. Happy, happy Christmas, let us all be glad that we have cherished memories of the Christmases we've had. Christmas time in Ireland, in the days when I was young, when we gathered round the fire, and the old songs they were sung. To hear my dear old mother tell of bygone days of yore, and the way that she spent Christmas in dear old Lenore.
Christmas 2015, let's go back a century to Christmas 1915.
On Christmas Day, on the western front the guns all died away, and lying in the mud on bags of sand, we heard a German sing from no man's land. He had a tenor voice so pure and true,
The words were strange, but every note we knew. Soaring o'er the living dead undone.
A German sang of peace from Norman's land. They left their trenches and we left ours.
Beneath in hearts the smiles bloom like wildflowers. With photos, cigarettes and pots of wine.
We built a soldier's troops on the front line. That singer was a lad of 21.
We begged another song before the dawn. I'm sitting in the mud and blood and feet.
He sang again the song all longed to be. Silent night, no cannons roar.
A king for peace forevermore. All's love, all's right, all brothers hand in hand.
In 1915, in no man's land.
And in the morning, all the guns boomed in the rain. And we killed them and they killed us again. At night they charged, we fought them hand to hand.
And I killed the boy that sang in no man's land. Silent night, no cannons roar.
A king for peace forevermore. All's love, all's right, all brothers hand in hand.
And that young soldier sings, and the song of peace still rings. The captains and all the kings
will know at last. Sleep in heavenly peace.
Celtic Thunder, Christmas 1915. Friends, we have many of our listeners who have been with us Christmas after Christmas, and of course we are delighted that so many have been in touch with us. We really and truly appreciate your loyalty, and there are so many our emails and our we have what 118 emails which came to us. Today alone, and to each and every one of you. Obviously, we don't have the time to read any of them, but we do. Again, we thank you very much, and we're with you in spirit. We're with you in spirit this Christmas. Among those who indeed let us know very often about our programs. Good friends, Wanda and Jack O'Reilly in Mount Kisco, we dedicate this medley of songs to you. Friends, Anya Sheridan, executive producer of the program, and myself, the Sheridans, the Flannelys, the O'Dwyers, and all of our family and friends on both sides of the Atlantic, I know, join me in wishing each and every one of you a very, very happy Christmas. Yes. This kind of Christmas. The bells of Dublin. And Christmas. Christmas Eve. And I did tell you earlier that we were going to keep the good, the best wine to the last 50 years ago this Christmas. The Clancy Brothers released their Christmas album.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun!
we hope that you have enjoyed our 45th Christmas show. And we thank you for listening, and of course we wish you all a very, very happy Christmas. So long, God bless.
Sing we the Virgin Mary.